This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin. We've been talking to Paul Joseph Watson in the UK. We lost contact with Paul. I wanted to give him the final word on what's going on in Europe as well as in Tunisia with these multiple instances of violence in France, Tunisia, Syria, people going door to door, killing people in Syrian towns. Paul, your last words on this.
Yeah, just one final thing. We've had a debate for the entire week in the aftermath of the Charleston shooting about the Confederate flag. So I asked the question on Twitter earlier, you know, why didn't we just ban the ISIS flag? Surely that would prevent extremists from murdering people, right?
That's
you know,
perfect.
Surely if we'd have just banned the ISIS flag, this beheading in France would have never have happened, which of course is completely ridiculous. But that's the argument we've been fed all this week in the aftermath of the Dylan Roof shootings, to the point now where Amazon.com is talking about forcing book publishers, which will put many books out of print permanently, to change the covers which display the Confederate flag.
So oh, yeah.
We're talking about historical books about the Civil War being forced to change the front covers in order to continue to be sold on Amazon. It's completely ludicrous. Apple came out yesterday and said they were banning, and in fact they did go ahead and ban, all games in the App Store which had a Civil War context. So I guess now, you know, if a neo-Nazi goes and shoots 10 people dead, they're going to have to ban all World War II video games. They're going to have to remove William Shirer's The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich from Amazon.com because it's got a swastika on the front cover. That's,
you know, Paul,
the height of ridiculousness that we've seen this week.
I think that's a good point. Why don't we just ban the ISIS flag and then we can stop all this stuff? You know, we didn't even really have to fight World War II. We could have just banned the Nazi flag. That would have done it. I think it's interesting when you look at Amazon. Of course, they have a history of censorship. You can buy books, store them electronically on your Kindle device or other things like your iPhone, iPad. And they deleted 1984 from a lot of people's devices. That's a famous occurrence. A stroke of irony there. They just took the entire novel and flushed it down the memory hole. That's what's going to happen with these books when they say we can no longer bear to look at the Confederate flag symbol.
Yeah, and, you know, people say, well, they're a private company. They can do what they like.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct. But then what if you have another mass shooting and every single Walmart store in America stops selling guns? What if other gun stores say, oh, we're not going to sell, you know, semi-auto rifles because of this, and they restrict it further and further and further, which is why, you know, people need to boycott this if they disagree with it. Yes, it's their right as a private enterprise to sell what they like, but it's also our right to call them out on it and boycott them when it gets to that level where they're actually talking about banning Civil War books because there might be a Confederate flag on the cover. You know, Warner Brothers has banned the Dukes of Hazzard car because mm-hmm. that has a Confederate mm-hmm. flag on the roof. It's completely insane.
Well, I'll tell you what I find offensive. I mean, certainly slavery is offensive, but I also find the profound ignorance offensive. Jim Webb, who was a senator from Virginia, he was a Democrat senator from Virginia. He was also appointed as a Navy secretary by Ronald Reagan. There's talk that he might run for president, but he hasn't evidently sold out to big moneyed interests yet. But he said we should remember that honorable Americans fought on both sides of the Civil War, including slave home holders in the Union Army, you know, people like U.S. Grant. Many non-slave holders fought for the South, he says. In recognition of the character of soldiers on both sides, the federal government authorized the construction of the Confederate Memorial 100 years ago on the grounds of Arlington National Cemetery. We don't realize that our entire country is illegitimate if we don't support the right of secession. So is the Declaration of Independence coming up in just a few days. Thank you so much for joining us, Paul Joseph Watson. Stay with us. Right after the break, we're going to be talking to Barbara Lowe Fisher about what's going on with vaccine mandates in California and across the country and the issues associated with your right of consent.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Friday, June 26, 2015. We're going to be talking to Barbara Lowe Fisher, president of the National Vaccine Information Center. We're going to get an update from her on what's going on with the mandatory vaccination bill, SB 277 in California. We're going to talk to her about other laws across the country and, of course, the broader issues of civil liberties, legal issues, medical ethics, the legal immunity for these corporations that are working with the government to vaccinate us, and, of course, the medical issues about vaccines themselves. We're going to talk to her about all of that. She's with us this next hour. Before we do, this hour of Alex Jones is made possible by your support of ultra-high-quality products that you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. Products like our Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. You know, for me, X2 is not even anything I think about. It's a no-brainer. It's a habit. I take it every day, and I can tell the difference since I've been taking it. It really works. I can tell you that when Alex looks at these products, he takes a lot of time, a lot of money to get the very best ingredients. They're things that he's proud of, things we can feel good about selling to you. It is a win-win situation. That has always been his goal in doing this. Everyone has to fund their operation one way or the other. That's the way he's chosen to do this. I think it's a great decision. If you want to look at the reviews on InfoWarsLife.com about X2, if you're not sure what it's, how you would use it, what it's for. Look at the reviews. We've got over 400 reviews on InfoWarsLife.com. Over 99% of the respondents would recommend it to a friend or family member. Get your bottle of X2, read the reviews, over 400 of them, at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Joining us now is Barbara Lowe Fisher. She's president of the National Vaccine Information Center. It's a nonprofit charity she co-founded with parents of DPT vaccine-injured children back in 1982. So for decades, 30 years, over 30 years, she's been leading a national grassroots movement for public information to institute vaccine safety reform. So we're going to talk to her about the science, the policy, the law, the ethics, the politics of vaccination. Of course, so you can get more information about her organizations at nvic.org. That's National Vaccine Information Center, so that's nvic.org, or nvicadvocacy.org. Joining us now is Barbara Lowe Fisher. Welcome, Barbara.
Thank you.
I would like to know, first of all, tell us all, because it's confusing when we try to follow these bills, when we try to follow the trade treaties that are working their way through the various ones. It's a very complicated process. Can you give us an overview, first of all, what's going on in California? And then let's talk about all these other laws that are being instituted across the country that would remove our informed consent, hold a gun to our heads to buy products for which the pharmaceutical companies have no product liability. Tell us first about California.
Yes, well, as a lot of people know, in January, we had a lot of publicity out of California, measles outbreaks associated with Disneyland. And what happened immediately with those, when those cases were reported, is that legislation started to be introduced in a number of states, including California, to remove or restrict the ability of Americans to take non-medical vaccine exemptions. That is, vaccine exemptions for religious, personal, philosophical, or conscientious beliefs. Most of your followers probably know that we have vaccine laws in all the states. All states allow a medical exemption. All but two states, West Virginia and Mississippi, allow a religious exemption. And about 17 states allow a personal, philosophical, or conscientious belief exemption. California is a state that has a personal belief exemption in addition to the medical exemption. What happened was that several years ago, legislators introduced a bill, AB 2109, to restrict the personal belief exemption, require people to get a doctor's signature in order to take that exemption. Well, they passed that law, and there has been a reduction in the numbers of people who take the personal belief exemption in California. Right now, it's about 2.5% of all children attending California schools have a personal belief exemption. But after the Disneyland outbreak, measles outbreak, they decided to come in, these same sponsors decided to come in and introduce SB 277, which would completely remove the personal belief exemption for religious and conscientious beliefs. Where we stand right now, despite protests for the last 3 months, where thousands of Californians have come to the Sacramento State Capitol with their children, many of them with their children, to testify in the several hearings that have been held in the Senate and in the House, as well as the 10 rallies that were have been protesting, public rallies protesting this bill. The Senate passed it. The Assembly has just voted 46-30 to pass it, and it will soon be on Governor Brown's desk. And it is an extremely oppressive bill. It will mean that California will join West Virginia and Mississippi as three states, if Governor Brown signs it, that only allow a medical exemption. Now, why this is so important to have everyone who's in California contact Governor Brown and express their opinion about what they think about this bill is because in this country now, almost no medical condition qualifies for a medical exemption under federal guidelines. 99.99% of children and adults do not qualify for a medical vaccine exemption under federal guidelines. Those federal guidelines are followed by the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Medical Association, all the medical trade groups insist that their members follow the federal vaccine exemption guidelines. This means that almost no child will be qualified for a medical exemption. It means you have forced vaccination with a violation of the human right to informed consent to medical risk-taking, violation of parental rights to make medical decisions for their children. And what they're basically saying in California and in states that don't have a personal leave exemption is that you must abandon the human right to informed consent to medical risk-taking in order to enjoy the civil right to a school education.
Yes. They want to move everyone into a ghetto. They want to punish you by using the stick of denying you getting into a school, even a private school. They even had homeschool at one point. They removed that, but they're going to come after the homeschoolers. This is just a temporary bargaining chip. I think they did that because they know the homeschoolers are going to fight them the hardest, so they took them out thinking they wouldn't fight. But I watched that testimony. I watched the people line up there, come to the microphone one at a time, give their names, a little bit about their background, and say, I oppose this bill. Of course, they ignored the wishes of all those people. There were quite a few people there that identified themselves as homeschoolers, so they understand that they're next on the list. I think this is absolutely shameful. I think this is something that is worthy of Nazi Germany. When you're talking about exemptions, to me, that is only discussed because you're talking about something that's being mandated. We have a right to informed consent. That is our right as individuals. I read this statement from you off of your website, Barbara, earlier. This is, again, Barbara Lowe, co-founder of NVIC, the National Vaccine Information Center. This is at the top of your page. If the state can tag, track down, and force citizens against their will to be injected with biologicals of known and unknown toxicity today, there will be no limit on which individual freedoms the state can take away in the name of the greater good tomorrow. That is the essence of this. Where will you come down on the science? And when I saw the testimonies there, there were people who believed in the safety and the efficacy of vaccines, doctors and others who said this is a bad idea. They spoke up against taking away people's informed consent.
That's exactly right. When you have a situation in this country where we have always cherished First Amendment rights, the right to freedom of thought, speech, conscience, religion, and you say that the government has the right to tell doctors to inject you with whatever they want to inject you with in terms of these vaccines. And we have to remember that when the legal precedent was set in 1905 in Jacobson versus Massachusetts, that affirmed the right of the states to mandate smallpox vaccine, there was only one vaccine. Today, the federal recommendations are 69 doses of 16 vaccines that children are supposed to get from day of birth to age 18, with 49 doses of 14 vaccines given by the age of 6.
Yes.
This is a very different situation than we were talking about back, even if, and I disagree with Jacobson. I think Jacobson is a tragically flawed decision on moral grounds, on scientific grounds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you could take it, the Jacobson versus Massachusetts, and Oliver Wendell Holmes in 1923 can use it to justify the forced sterilization of Carrie Buck in Virginia, because he judged her to be mentally defective, and he said three generations of imbeciles are enough. If you can have a eugenics decision based on Jacobson versus Massachusetts that said the state can force vaccination, that is an ethically flawed decision.
And we know that this is where this is ultimately going and where a lot of this is coming from, don't we, Barbara? Because we look at informed consent. We look at what was said at the Nuremberg trials. They said, we are going to enshrine informed consent because if you held to that principle, you can't have the kinds of things that happen in Auschwitz and elsewhere where they were, Mengele and others were experimenting on people. They said they were doing it in the greater good. You know, we're going to do these horrific things in prisoner of war camps to people because we're going to find out about the human body. No, you don't experiment on people. This is not a problem of other countries either. We had the Tuskegee experiments, the injecting people, giving people syphilis without their consent, without their knowledge, telling them that they're going to get treatment, but then giving them placebos. That went on for decades against black people. We've had the CIA doing that as well. Yes, go ahead.
Right. I mean, there are very famous experiments on mentally retarded children, hepatitis B vaccine experiments on mentally retarded children in New York. Or was it Illinois? I can't remember which asylum it was. But you know, we absolutely have to understand that protecting the human right to informed consent to medical risk-taking, and as you said, the Nuremberg trials, which the tribunal at the doctor's trial issued the Nuremberg Code. Now, even though that code specifically...
Hang on right there. I want to pick up with the Nuremberg quote when we come back. We've got to take a commercial break, Barbara. We're talking to Barbara Lowe from the National Vaccine Information Center. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder, I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today on this Friday, June 26, 2015. I'm talking to Barbara Lowe Fisher. She's the president of the National Vaccine Information Center. They're tracking these mandatory bills that are working their way through the legislatures across this country, taking away our fundamental humanity, our right to informed consent. When you take that away, that is something that is far more dangerous than any disease, any outbreak, in my opinion. We cannot surrender our liberty in the idea that we think that it's going to make us safer. Slaves are never safe. To the extent that you give up your liberty, you become a slave to that degree, and you become less secure to that degree. Today, people value nothing more in this society than the promise of safety and security. It is a promise that cannot be delivered by these things that we are using to take away our fundamental rights as human beings. Before we had to go to the break, we were talking to Barbara about issues where they have violated people as human beings by taking away their informed consent, by experimenting on them as humans. Barbara, continue with that story that you were telling us about hepatitis vaccines.
Well, there has been many examples, not only in this country but other countries, where doctors have taken upon themselves, taken the authority, to use their authority to abuse human and civil rights and experiment on people many times without them even knowing it. And, you know, when you look at the Nuremberg Code, you realize it did apply to human experimentation. But after the Nuremberg Code was issued, it was really applied to all medical procedures. When you go to a hospital, you see often on the walls, it says that you have, patients have rights and responsibilities. One of the rights is your right to refuse medical treatment or a drug that you think will harm you, or if you are a parent, harm your child. That's called informed consent. And informed consent has been the standard, the gold standard in ethical practice of medicine since World War II. Here we are separating out vaccination from the informed consent principle and saying, oh, well, it doesn't apply to pharmaceutical products like vaccines, biological products that have an inherent ability to cause injury or death. That risk can be greater for some people than other people for biological and genetic reasons. What you have is a state basically adopting a one-size-fits-all approach. And, you know, it's a de facto selection of the genetically vulnerable for sacrifice against their will.
Yeah.
Because there are known and unknown genetic and biological high-risk factors. That's really what it is.
That was a very good point that you made at the the California state hearings on SB 277. You pointed out that it's a very small number of people that will get a disease like measles that will have serious complications out of it. Very small. But we don't know the numbers of people that are going to have adverse reactions. And we don't know who's going to have it because the vaccine science is not good enough to tell us who is genetically predisposed to have these kinds of reactions. So we're just playing Russian roulette with this. And the point you made, I think, was very important. Who's to say that the people who have a genetic predisposition to adverse effects are less valuable than the people who have a genetic predisposition to have a serious effect from the disease itself?
That's exactly right. And if you look at these, for the last few years, NBIC has been saying, know the risks and failures of vaccinations. If you look in California, last year, 90% of the pediatric whooping cough cases, pertussis cases, that had vaccine records had been vaccinated. If you look at the measles outbreak from Disneyland, 30% of the individuals who were diagnosed with measles had been vaccinated. Only 18% of the total number of about 134 cases were children of school age. This bill is not about what the sponsors are saying it's about. They're saying it's about disease control and herd immunity. It's really about taking the power away from parents to make informed, voluntary decisions about vaccination for their children and giving it to doctors who have absolutely no liability and no accountability whenever a child is injured or dies from vaccination.
And that's the key point. And we're going to talk about that in the next segment. We don't have enough time to get into this segment. But that's the key point. When you're talking about the multiplication, the growth of the number of vaccines that people are given is growing exponentially. And it's only going to continue to grow because they have removed any legal liability from the pharmaceutical companies if they call something a vaccine. So now what do we see? We saw a couple of years ago, they just announced, we're not going to mess with antibiotics anymore. We're going to just focus on vaccines. And when that happened, I kind of scratched my head. I thought, why? I don't understand that. Now they said, well, because we're overusing antibiotics and they're getting into the supply of food, so it's not being as effective. I now understand, after I didn't know at the time, but I now understand that because they have removed the liability for vaccines from these companies, that they can produce a vaccine for any situation, and they have no incentive to make sure that it's safe because they have no liability on the back end. Stay with us. We're going to continue to talk to Barbara Lowe Fisher, president of the National Vaccine Information Center, about medical tyranny.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here with an exciting announcement. Do you have what it takes to join the InfoWar? Would you like to work here in Austin, Texas, inside the InfoWars News Center that now reaches more than 18 million people across the globe every week? We need InfoWarriors. We need talented people who love the truth, who love freedom, and who love humanity to join our operation. We're going to be taking applications at the email jobs@InfoWars.com. And online at InfoWars.com, at InfoWars.com/jobs. We're going to be hiring radio crew. We're going to be hiring writers. We're going to be hiring investigative journalists. We're going to be going out there directly to you, the patriots who love freedom all over this country, who want to work inside our operation. Now, most of the hires will be inside InfoWars. Some can work remotely as writers. We're going to be hiring folks directly on, but we're also going to be giving people a chance at paid internships to come in for a week, a month, or longer to see if you fit in to this operation. We're ready to go to the next level. Find out the details at Infowars.com/jobs or email us your resume, your video reel, your background, what you stand for, and why you want to join the InfoWars crew. So whether you're an established journalist or whether you're just a novice video editor, what matters is that you take action, that you stand for freedom, and that you want to work hard in defense of human liberties. We're looking for journalists. We're looking for writers. We're looking for investigative reporters. We're looking for folks to help promote freedom via our social media platforms, graphic designers, paid internships, and if folks have got a good resume and a good background, we'll also be hiring some people directly on at Infowars.com as we prepare to take the fight to the next level against the New World Order. In 20 years, InfoWars has been exponentially growing. We're about to hopefully take a huge leap forward when it comes to upping the amount of news we can cover, the amount of stories we can break, because world government is being rolled out in everybody's face right now. People are waking up. This is the time to have a maximum effort to reach out to humanity, and this is your chance to be part of the InfoWars.com news operations. So, throw your hat in the ring if you think you got what it takes. You're ready to take action, and I hope to be working side by side with you right here at the InfoWars.com news centers in Austin, Texas. So send those video reels, send those graphic designs, send your work to us so we can see if you've got what it takes to be part of this operation.
And again, we finance our growth with your support, and we want to help you support your health. That's why we sell the kind of products that we do. This segment of Alex Jones is brought to you by Clean Water. The way you can get that, if you're on the city water supply, even if you're on a well, the way you can make sure you're getting that, of course, is with water filters. That's why Alex and I both use ProPure water filters from InfoWarsStore.com. You know, we're talking to Barbara Lowe Fisher about mandatory vaccines. They've been putting fluoride in your water without your informed consent for a very long time. I mean, you can have the argument whether you want to. I'll argue that, and we've made this case many times about the health risks of fluoride. We know that it is harmful. But let's just take the argument that it is not harmful for you. Why would you ever medicate people through the water supply? How could you ever control the dosage? Even if it was effective, even if it was safe, why would you do that in the water supply? You can take action to stop that yourself. And, of course, you can get the new ProPure water pitcher filters that filter fluoride right now for 20% off until the end of June while supplies last. This filter can be used for travel. And, again, it filters fluoride. You can also find filters that will filter out glyphosate. If you're on a well, you still have to be concerned about that. So many people are using Roundup. The glyphosate can get into the aquifer. You can get that even if you're not on a city water system where they're intentionally dumping chemicals into your water. Again, the special will expire in 4 days. It's through the end of June. It's a 20% off of ProPure water filters at the InfoWarsStore.com. Going back to Barbara Lowe Fisher, the National Vaccine Information Center, we've been talking about the civil liberties issues, the legal issues. We've just began to touch on some of the health issues. We were talking before the break about how they are magnifying the number of vaccines that we are required to take. We have to take them on a schedule. I don't know if you've seen the article or not, Barbara, but I talked to Michelle Roten of Nurses Against Mandatory Vaccines. I think it was May 1st I talked to her about how they're holding a gun to the heads of health professionals to force them to take vaccines. That's the way they do it. They say, oh, you still have informed consent. It's just if you don't do it, you can't go to school. You can't have a job. But, you know, you can still we still technically have informed consent. They're not giving people informed consent. And when I was talking to her, she talked to me about her specialty is intensive care unit for preemies. And she was saying they are so rigidly on this schedule that even though they had premature babies, very low birth weight, they knew that it was going to have a toxic effect on them. They were going to have to intubate them. They were at very high risk for sepsis and other things, respiratory issues. They knew that was going to happen. They said, get ready. We're going to vaccinate these preemies because it's on schedule, and we have to slavishly follow that schedule. That was bombshell information. And less than 1 month later, Barbara, we saw she found a Journal of the American Medical Association report verifying that in a very large study of over 13,000 infants, they had verified precisely this. And yet they did not say that the physicians would ever not vaccinate. That was never a part of the discussion, even though it was harming them. So we've not only lost the idea of informed consent, but we've lost the idea of first do no harm.
Oh, absolutely. The first do no harm precautionary principle has completely been abandoned by federal health officials and state health officials and by doctors. It's extremely dangerous. And, you know, I'm reminded of a quote by Elie Wiesel who said, you know, when you take an idea or a concept and turn it into an abstraction, you take people and turn them also into abstractions. When we turn people into abstractions, what is left? You know, the fact that they are not seeing that each individual is not, we're not all the same. We don't all respond the same way to pharmaceutical products. Those preemies, those low weight babies in the newborn nursery, you know, to have a one size fits all approach to vaccination and have a rigid schedule where you don't take into account variabilities between people is shocking. And it's dangerous. And the only thing that stands between us and tyranny, I said in my testimony, the right of the state to tell us what to do to the bodies of our children ends where our right as parents to protect our children's lives begins.
Yes, absolutely. When they talk about exemptions, what they're talking about is taking fundamental human rights and turning them into privileges that are granted by the government and they can just be wiped away by the government the next day.
That's right. And that's why I've always said, for 20 years I've been saying, the human right to informed consent to medical risk-taking is a right that we must protect in this country. How can we protect it? Right now, we can protect it by securing flexible medical, religious, and conscientious belief exemptions in all public health policies and laws, including vaccine policies and laws.
Yeah.
What do we do? I mean, I like the message I just heard at the break that Alex Jones was saying. We have to get involved. We can't just sit in our houses on our comfortable couches and watch TV every night and not understand that if we don't get involved in this democracy, we're going to lose our freedoms.
Yeah.
And the first freedom is going to be having any kind of control over what is put into our bodies and our children's bodies.
Absolutely. We see over and over again, Barbara, when people will stand up en masse and make demands on the government that is supposed to serve them, they will back down. We have seen this over and over again. They will come at you from a different direction. They will continue to come on. I mean, the fight for freedom and liberty is something that never ends. It requires eternal vigilance, but it is something we can back them down. We have seen this over and over again. When I look at the situation, and again, we can talk about the science, and we have talked about the science, but to me, the fundamental thing is the civil liberties issue. I look at the Jehovah's Witnesses. They have a religious belief that they don't want to do blood transfusions. I don't share that belief. I think the blood transfusions are something that I would have. I would have that for my family under certain circumstances. I mean, there's been horrific problems with contamination within the blood supply, but that wasn't why they came after it. They didn't give you an argument from the efficacy issue. They just said it's against our religion to do that. I support their right to make that choice. I don't understand why people would give that up. They don't understand that they're giving up their own humanity when they hold a gun to your head, force you to buy a product, and inject that product in yourself and in your family for which the seller has no financial liability. I cannot understand that. It's just so far beyond anything. But that's what we see over and over again. The big corporations so totally owning the government that they are using the government no more just to get advantage. What they used to do in the old days was they get advantage from their smaller competitors. Today, they use the government to hold a gun to your head to compel you to buy their products. And that's fundamentally what this is about.
Well, it is. And now there is a public-private financial partnership since 9-1-1, the BioShield legislation and other legislation has formed an official, Congress has formed, allowed the federal agencies to form a financial partnership with the pharmaceutical industry. The pharmaceutical industry is way too present and powerful within federal agencies, including NIH and Department of Health and Human Services, the CDC, FDA. And what's happened is when you've got government making a financial deal with pharma, and you are and the FDA is supposed to have some regulating these products for safety and for effectiveness. And if you've got the FDA paying, I mean, the pharmaceutical companies paying the FDA to fast track to licensure new vaccines, and so salaries are being paid by pharma money, you are not going to get really an honest evaluation. And you have the policymakers at the CDC making policy to recommend these vaccines for universal use. That universal use recommendation is taken by state health officials, and that's how mandates are created. And as I said in my testimony in California to these legislators, this legislation, SB 277, that takes away personal belief exemption, has a sentence in there that is going to allow health officials to add new vaccines to the required list, and the legislators have no vote.
Yes, yes, and there's no end to what they're going to do. They've already said they're going to stop working on antibiotics, and they have. They're going to make everything a vaccine, and the fundamental issue for that, of course, is the vaccine court. Talk to us about that. That was something that was created back in 1986. Why? Because they were having a lot of people who were suing because of adverse reactions. So what they did was they gave them legal immunity by setting up this vaccine court. Tell us a little bit about that.
I was one of the parents that was there in the early 1980s. And what the drug company said to Congress was, we are going to leave this country with no childhood vaccines if you do not protect us from liability in civil court. The doctors were also threatening to not give vaccines. So what did the Congress do? We came to the table. They told us, you can come to the table and fight for what you think the families should get, but we are passing this legislation with or without you. We came and we fought for parents and for children. And we said we will never agree to that you would completely protect the pharmaceutical companies and doctors from liability. It's got to be a choice. People could either go to federal compensation, or they could sue the companies and doctors. But at the end of the day, we weren't as powerful as the companies and as the doctors, the medical trade organizations, and they passed legislation that protected. It gave partial liability protection to the companies. It gave pretty much complete liability protection to the doctors. In 2011, the Supreme Court came in, and what the Supreme Court said was, vaccines are unavoidably unsafe. There shall be no more product liability for any reason for vaccines in terms of the companies having any product liability. That was the day that within a few months, we saw the legislation start to be introduced in these states, like Washington and Vermont, to try to take away the personal belief exemption. Now, what happened this year across the country? Vermont lost its the philosophical exemption, but they retained a religious exemption. They have religious and medical. Oregon and Washington, that legislation was basically shelved. They were not able to take away the personal belief exemption in either of those states. 20 bills in Texas failed. All of them failed. Why did they fail? Because we have had very active people in Texas, including Dawn Richardson, who was our director of state advocacy for 20 years. She's worked down there. And when people are involved in the political process, when they talk to their legislators, when they get involved on a personal basis, you can hold back this encroachment on civil liberties. And Texas is a very good example.
Yes.
My message is the same as your message. We must get involved in our democracy.
And one of the ways that we do that, let me give this to you. You've got information about what the status of different bills are on a state-by-state basis. That's at nvicadvocacy.org. Is that correct?
That's right.
All right.
5 years ago, 2010, we created this advocacy portal. It's free. You would then you come in and you are a user of the portal, and in your email box you will receive emails when vaccine bills are being introduced in your state, particularly those that will take away your freedom. Or in some states, we're trying to get wider exemptions in the state. So you are able then to be put into direct electronic contact with your own legislator, and you get email alerts about rallies, about the status of the legislation as it moves through your state, and you can then participate in the process. So it's a great educational tool, communications tool, and advocacy tool that allows you to participate on the issue of vaccine bills.
That's very important that people go there and look at that and again, multiply your effectiveness by having people who are going to know precisely what's going on there. That's NVIC, National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC.org, and then there's NVICAdvocacy.org where they can find out what's going on a state-by-state level. When you're talking about this and you're talking about how the government said they had to have the vaccine court because they knew that the product was unsafe. The Supreme Court extends this blanket protection to them, saying we know that they're inherently unsafe. It's an admission that their product is not safe, and yet they continue down this pike. People need to understand that the government is not there in an adversarial relationship looking at the products of Big Pharma. This is regulatory capture. This is crony capitalism. This is corruption in our government. We're going to see far more of this with these trade promotion agreements if they allow these trade treaties to go through. We'll come back in just right after the break. We're going to continue to talk to Barbara Lowe Fisher, president of the National Vaccine Information Center. Stay with us.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
1810 to 1913.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We are talking to Barbara Loaf Fisher, president of the National Vaccine Information Center, about the bill that is very close to passing in California in spite of massive public opposition. They're ramming this thing through. It has cleared both houses of the legislature. It is going to the governor's desk. Many believe that he will sign it, but it hasn't been done yet. There is still an opportunity to put pressure on him. She has the National Vaccine Information Center, is NVIC.org. Also, the NVICAdvocacy.org will help you to know what's going on in your state in terms of bills that are up. And as she pointed out, here in Texas, we had over 20 bills that would take away our informed consent in various degrees. Presented to the state legislature this year, thanks to people getting together and working collectively at NVICAdvocacy.org, as well as people getting involved as citizens. We have beaten those down in Texas. Other states have had victories as well. It looks like it's not going that way in California. In this last segment, I want to continue to talk about what we were talking about in the last segment, Barbara, and that is the naive idea that somehow somebody is watching out for the safety of these vaccines, for which the big pharmaceutical companies have absolutely no liability. That's why we have the vaccine court. Many people have never heard of that. We need to make sure people understand that, because that tells you right there that there's something that stinks about this relationship. It's regulatory capture. We've seen GMO say, Monsanto say the same thing about GMO, saying, we don't have to verify that our products are safe. That's the job of the FDA. And I think many people think, oh, the FDA is looking out for us. They're testing all these vaccines. They're not. The pharmaceutical companies and the AMA are just allowed to multiply these things out there as required, coming from the CDC. They're actually working with the industry to do that, coming up with a schedule that they slavishly follow, even if it creates known problems for low birth weight babies, premature babies. They continue to push on with this.
Yeah, and I mean, people need to become educated about this issue. They need to understand when they go into a doctor's office and they're pressured to get these vaccines. And the last thing you want to do is not have information, not understand your personal and family medical history, not understand what the vaccines are, what the ingredients are, whether or not, you know, what the tests are that they, the clinical trials are that they use to prove that the vaccine was, quote, safe. I've been saying for many years that the standards are way too low at the FDA for proof of safety and effectiveness of these vaccines. It's really up to the consumer to get educated and then empower yourself by getting involved in the political process. Make sure you elect people who you know are going to have integrity and are going to vote in a way that is going to protect your civil liberties and your human rights. It's really, our democracy is about who we elect to govern us. These laws that are have been coming out in the last 10, 15 years that are taking away our liberties, including our right to informed consent to medical risk-taking, vaccine risk-taking, are extremely dangerous, as you pointed out, and we pointed out in this hour. So,
and, of course, people can find out more information at your website about the medical issues. We've barely touched that because it's such an overriding issue that should concern everybody, regardless of what they think about vaccines. They should recoil in horror at the removal of our fundamental human right of informed consent. Because, as you pointed out, once they do that, once they can inject toxins into you without your consent, without proper oversight, as we've talked about with the government, they can do anything to you. You are essentially their slave. It is a form of medical tyranny writ large.
Yes, it's a slippery slope. Once they can do anything they want to your body, or the body of your child.
Well, thank you so much.
That really, what else can they do? They can basically do anything.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. Barbara Loaf Fisher, president of the National Vaccine Information Center. You can find more information at NVIC.org. Educate yourself. Educate your friends and family and neighbors about this. This is an imperative issue, not only about the vaccines, but about our human rights. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price.
Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.